Our friend John Lott, who's the president of the Crime Research Prevention Center, is just a hero for so many reasons. The books like Gun Control Myths and More Guns, Less Crime. And he has a piece that is running in The Federalist. And at the root of it, I'll let him explain it, but at the root of it is kind of a slippery slope that we talk about a lot in the Second Amendment. When if you have background checks, and a lot of people look around and think, hey, what could possibly be wrong with background checks? Now, in an ideal world, which it's not, but in a vacuum, which doesn't exist, the notion of being able to authoritatively determine who has a criminal record or a mental health record where they just shouldn't own a gun, that's fine. But you can't trust anybody. You just can't. We go to New Jersey, and there's a story about a lawsuit in New Jersey that presents the palpable risk of background checks eventually being used to create, here it comes, gun registries. The gun, and all the politicians always say, no, we're not going to register. We're not going to register your guns. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. So there's the, John welcomes us. Did I explain it okay so far?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. Yeah, well, it's not just a registry, but what they are making explicit is that the registry that they're setting up will be used once they identify who owns Glocks, the very popular handgun, to go and use that to confiscate the guns from those people.
Where does that come from? So, what is the Glock lawsuit? What was the lawsuit? Let's start at square one.
Right. Well, there's this claim that you can put what's so-called switch on the Glock, which allows it to fire like a fully automatic machine gun. And, you know, it will allow you many shots for one pull of the trigger, but I'm not sure if you want to keep your hand or your eyesight that you want to go and do that, because what it does is it kind of force feeds the bullets into the chamber, and the chamber isn't always closed when you're doing that. And if that's the case, then the explosion that should be going out the front of the barrel will actually go down into the magazine that's okay. There.
That's not good.
And cause all sorts of shrapnel to fire off as the magazine and the handgun itself explodes in your hands. And, the fragments, if they fly out, they've damaged people's eyes and their face and had big cuts in their hands and other things. So it just you're taking your life in your hands if you use this. Plus, it's illegal for people to try to make conversion in any case. Anyway, that's the notion
That's why I asked, because I knew that's where the concern arose, and that kind of conversion is already covered, circumscribed by law. So where do we get to New Jersey officials as part of this lawsuit seeking all kinds of things that are just none of their business?
Right. Well, so they've gone to the federally licensed gun dealers in the state of New Jersey and demanded a list of all gun sales that they've made over the last decade, since the beginning of 2016. They want to know the name, the address for the person, even everything that's on the 4473 form that you fill out, including their Social Security numbers, for all the gun sales that have occurred, not just Glocks, over that period of time. And the district judge there has approved discovery, saying that since the state wants to make these guns illegal right now and wants to confiscate them from people who have them, it's allowed them to go and get discovery from not only Glock, but also all its dealers.
So every Glock, which guns are the focus of this, of drawing this lasso around them? Everybody that bought a Glock in New Jersey recently? Of any type?
Well, everybody who's bought a gun in New Jersey over the last 10 years will have their name, address, and other information given out to the Attorney General for the state of New Jersey.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right. They're saying right now From statements that the Attorney General has made, it looks like all that information will be made public on whether you've bought a gun over the period of that last decade. But then they say, you know, we just want to go and use it to take away Glocks right now. But why? They need all this information on all gun purchases and making that public so people can know whether their neighbor owns a gun or not. Isn't obvious.
Why can't they just be surgically precise? If we got a problem with a crude device that is a hazard, go after the crude device that is a hazard rather than this wild broad brush that looks like a stone cold Second Amendment assault.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, Glocks are extremely popular handgun. It's by far the most common gun used by police in the country. And, you know, I would only imagine that to the extent that people are putting these switches on, it's probably not the people who legitimately bought the guns to begin with.
Yeah.
And so the percentage of the people that are there, you know, to go and take away guns from people, whether they've made this illegal change to their gun or not, as you say, seems like a bridge too far.
All right, so let's take an overview and see, is this getting better than when you were writing More Guns, Less Crime, when you've been writing gun control myths? Is there progress? Has the Trump era brought progress? Has a constitutionalist Supreme Court supposedly brought some progress? I mean, it will never be done. There'll always be a long, hard slog. There will always be gun grabbers. But just what's the overview of how this the field of battle looks here in the 2020s?
Well, I think right now, generally, there's a positive turn in terms of people's ability to go and defend themselves and their families. I mean, we just in 2022, we had this Bruin decision out of New York, where seven states, including New York and California, would only allow you to have a concealed carry permit if you were, you know, somebody that the local politicians approved of. And the type of person that they would go and give it to would just be, you know, tiny fractions of one percentage point. And usually politically connected people in Los Angeles, I was able to get a hold of a list of all the concealed carry permit holders, the 341 people that they had given permits to in Los Angeles County, which has about 8.5 million adults in it. It turns out the people that they gave it to were politically connected, wealthy individuals who had given large amounts of money to the sheriff's reelection campaign. You only had about 5% of the permit holders were black, even though about 12% of Los Angeles County is black. Only 6% were Hispanic, even though 54% of Los Angeles County is Hispanic. Only 7% were females. And, you know, so you had people that would go in, say that they were concerned about their safety, but whether or not they would agree to go and issue a permit often didn't depend upon that. It depended upon pretty clearly whether or not you had political connections or not. And that's been true in New York and other places. So the Supreme Court said that's not good. You have to have an objective rule, kind of like the permitting system in Texas, where once you're a certain age, once you pass a criminal background check, once you pass the training that's there, and you meet those requirements and apply, then it should automatically be given. I mean, nationwide, about 30% of permit holders are women. In Los Angeles, as I said, it was 7%. Is it just that women in Los Angeles don't have stalkers, that they don't have crimes being committed against them like they do in the rest of the country? No, it's just because they weren't looked at favorably when they were applying for the permits.
You mentioned the problem.
But the problem is, even though you've had these wins with the Supreme Courts, all the Democrats in the Senate have promised to go and get rid of the filibuster. And just in recent comments that Kamala Harris and others have made in the last couple of weeks, Akeem Jeffries, for example, and Schumer, They're promising to pack the Supreme Court and increase the number of members from 9 to 13 or 15. And so all those types of decisions then would be reversed very likely.
You mentioned Los Angeles for our last thing here. There, you saw a video that I did too, and you reposted it, a thing called Date Night in Los Angeles. It's a couple getting into a car, and some thugs come around a brick wall and rob them at gunpoint. And the post says, authorities will refuse to investigate. Even if arrests were made, these clowns will be out the next day. If you shoot them, you're going to jail. Welcome to the America you allowed to happen. You posted that with the following. This is why people need to be able to defend themselves when the police and legal systems are not allowed to do their jobs. Nobody's more pro-police than you or me. They cannot be everywhere. And a great police department is only as effective as the prosecutorial willingness that accompanies them in their work.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think police are extremely important. I think police are the single most important factor for reducing crime. Unfortunately, this couple apparently had reached out to police themselves, and they said, well, not only are we not going to do this, but even if we did investigate, and even if we did catch these people, they would be released by the next morning after we caught them. So, I mean, obviously that demoralizes the police, too, even for jobs that they're allowed to do. Los Angeles County has had a reduction in the number of police. I mean, you look around the country, there are parts of this country now where if you call up 911, I mean, they used to, 6-7 years ago, they send out a police car and they take a police report. But now they say you can come down to the police station and you can wait in line, and you'll eventually be able to be allowed to fill out a police report. And so, you know, it's not just this couple, but there are other people who are thinking, boy, you've made it a lot more costly, a lot more difficult for me to report a crime. And, you know, it's unlikely anything's going to happen. So why should I go and take the time to do that? And that's, unfortunately, in the bluest parts of the country, those are the types of problems we're seeing, even though crime overall is falling fairly dramatically. It's not something that you see across the whole country.
John Lott posts the things that he writes on his X feed, Twitter feed, John R. Lott Jr. His Crime Research Prevention Center is at Crime Research One. And we always appreciate the visits. John, thank you, sir.
Great talking to you. Thank you.
That is John Lott. I'm Mark Davis. It's 921.